Shir will dedicate Leila Nishmas Goyim Moreno Shlomo Fisher Zatzal. So I was zeicha to be the Leila Itri in Tavshin Lamed Aleph, 1971-72. This was relatively young Rosh Hashiva. And every week I heard Hashir called him in. Rav Shlomo Fisher was a giant beyond giant. Besides being a member of the illustrious Fisher brothers, if I can do such a lashon, I was lucky to hear his brother, Dayan Fisher, countless times. That's to go to Yishav Zahor of Russia, Yisur Doshit. But he, going to Rav Shlomo Fisher, whenever I used to ask him a question, tell me, speak to my brothers. They're the real Nagdom in the Kohen. Kach Shamati, Mipim Kocho, a number of times. He had a broad array of interests. He was familiar with every manga at that time that was published by our Soloveitchik Zatzal. The only Rosh Hashiva of that ilk who had any clue as to who our Soloveitchik was. And then he told me, once he found out that I was a student of our Soloveitchik, I was a very young man, so he had many spirits and many questions, both halachic, philosophic, hashkafic, on Rav Soloveitchik's writings. At that time, there were not many, many writings, but there were a fair number of articles that he read thoroughly. And then he proceeded to compare Spinoza and a few other philosophers. That's where he was, Hagoyim Rav Shlomo Fisher. I can't even measure his goodness in Babi Yerushalmi and Kol Torah Kula, which was nothing short of being absolutely beyond belief. He stayed in the yeshiva the whole week. He only went home on Erev Shabbos. I don't know what the situation was the last number of years. And then he told us, don't follow my example. That's for sure. He told us very clearly in a number of shmuzin that he said over. You think that you're going to just abandon your wives and your family and do that, which I did. I do it. I'm an Oisnam. I'm an exception to the rule. But it's not the norm, and those who are there for those who are here. When the Rashiva would say Shir, I'm going to Baruch HaElephant, that's how. So the Rashiva had the following style. He learned in the Briska Maseret. So every Shir clothing, which is once a week, so there was the Mizrach Rant that was absolutely dazzling. That's how I can describe it. The youngest was he was the youngest in the crew. And then there was Hagoyna Michal Zilva, they were youngsters, they were in their 30s, these people. You remember. And then there was the rest of the crew, Hagoyna Shmuel Oyebach Zatzal, Rosh Kelo. And so I don't want to say what happened, but more or less in the Shir Kolvi, here's what happened. The Shashiba would ask, would take a sugya that we were learning, whatever the sechet it was, would ask 100 kashas on it from all over the place, and tie into everything with Tzvei Dinim. So I, who grew up on Tzvei Dinim, but it was clear that the Tzvei Dinim did not necessarily answer all the questions fully, comprehensively, didn't always fit in. And he was under blistering attack, by whom I will not mention which of the Rashi Yeshiva attacked him frontally. A frontal assault that was that we came actually just to be nene from the titans that were at work. That's essentially what would happen. We didn't have a clue what was going on in terms of the content of the shiur itself. Maybe Rav Shlomo did, but I did not. And so there were several titans who attacked him, and there were two individuals who always defended the shiur. One was Hagoyim Rav Shlomo Fisher, that's all, and the other was Hagoyim Rav Shmuel Oyebach, the oldest son of Rashom Zalman. They were his defense attorneys. Of no volume. No matter what he said, they came to his defense. And there are others, I alluded to one or two of them a moment ago, they were on the attack. They were sharp beyond sharp. It was a group of a dazzling array of Rosh Yeshiva. I never saw such a display on the Mizrach Rant of my entire life and had a massive impact on the whole Yeshiva. At that time when I was there, there were 500 guys, and Rashom Fisher was readily accessible. You could answer, could ask him the entire day, 24/7 he was in the yeshiva, in his room, he had a little room, if you remember, almost like a, I don't know if you call it a dorm room, it was probably about one third of the size of this room. That's where he sat. He was in Beis Medrash, or he sat in the room, he sat and learned, and it was always successful. It was outstanding. I'm not in the position to measure godless of this caliber from a different generation. He was Mishamish Ristor. He himself was Mishamish Ristor. There's a number of famous Shtickle Terrors that are said over in his name that he told Ristor as a very young man. Remember, Lezayu, not the Mishiva, all three brothers learned from Mishiva, Lezayu Finkel, and I was able to only know two of them, Lodayan, Satsal. I have a lot of stories, but I didn't one day I'll tell the stories, but you might not be able to weather and navigate these stories. But he was a giant. There's no way we can possibly quantify and measure Godless of this ilk. Such a broad, panoramic kind of vision, such an openness. And he was a Borsish and a Mabutu. He read everything, including he was Shokua in philosophy. I don't think maybe 2 or 3% of the yeshiva knew it. I hadn't done it. I have a bit of background in philosophy. I used to discuss it with him. I had the audacity to go and approach him. And found that he was Shakuanit, Kiilu, it was Ashri Hashem Esechafayim. Amazing. His not only approachability, accessibility, but his openness from a different door, from a different era. I'm going to talk about tonight an issue which is my father was into this issue, and so I felt I may as well approach it. Even though there's no one theory that satisfies the issue, and we're talking about the names of Yaakov and Yisrael. There are 9 theories that I'm familiar with. I said the names of Yaakov and Yisrael. 9. There are many more. They're bound. I'm just going to share with you 1 or 2. I will read the Psukim. So let's take a look at the Psukim. Starting in Bereshis, Berachah Beis, Vayesed. Actually, the beginning of Vayishlach, I'm sorry. Vayishlach Psukim, Chavches Chavtes, when Yaakov had the struggle with the Malach. I always was puzzled for the last several decades. They sing this at Chasinus. I have what to say about it, but it's not for this year. I would hope that the Chasinus is not a potent of a Mavak called Achayim. I don't think that's the intention. But what is the intention? So, I always, my father thought the intention was the word levado, that because the Torah says that lo tov heyos adam levado, so my father connected those 2 dots and thought that's what the Torah was telling us. By Yavasa Yaakov levado, that's not a healthy thing in a marriage. Marriage requires, of course, it's a bris of 2 people. As the Gemara says, both of Sanhedrin and the end of Gittin, that she is considered to be that's the role of a wife. I wrote an article about this in Pashas Kisetze and Shai Love You, which has yet to appear. But anyway, that's where that dialectic appears. You both a chaver, a person's both a chaver. There's a covenantal commitment. There's a kind of psukim commitment as well that's involved. So take a look at the psukim.
I don't know what
you mean. I take the kafir yachov, the hail, the kofi mo. And then the Torah continues. So notice the change that takes place from Yaakov to Yisrael right over here. And by Yishal Yaakov, so my fellow Shom was bothered by Akasha that Lo Yaakov Yomer Ochimcha, and yet you take a look at the next few psukim, the name Yaakov occurs a fair number of times. So my father answered the kasha by referring to psukim that are found in Perek Lamed Hey, Pasuk Tes. There the Torah says, Vayeralokim al Yaakov, Ovavom, Pagan Aram, Vayeralokaso, Vayeralokim Shimcha Yaakov. The Gemara has at the end of the first Perek in Brachas, well known Gemara, Kalakore, anyone who calls Abraham, Abram, Ovavaseh. His name was changed. And whoever decides to use the original name is Avivaseh. Abraham is Avamon Goyim, universal father of mankind, has halachic relevance, Mishnayis and Bikurim and the like. Abram is Avaram, particularistic. So that is obviously an interdiction. But here, Shimcha Yaakov. I just thought we said, Lo Yaakov, Yeomer, O Shimcha, Ki Yisrael. My father asked, so my father, the Dike of the Psukim, Here it says, Lo Yei Omer. Lo Yaakov Yei Omer O Shimcha. But here it says, Lo Yikarei Shimcha O Yaakov. That's not what the Rambam said. V'yesh La'achin Ben Amira L'Kriya. I'm not going to discuss that now because otherwise it'll take away the whole shiur. So, another occasion. Ki Yisrael Yikra Shimcha. V'yikra Shimcha Yisrael. The verb here is Kriya as opposed to the verb Amira. And therefore, the earlier interdiction was simply Lo Yei Omer. But now, Lo Yikarei. What does that mean? Lo Yikarei. Again, we find Yaakov Yisrael. I'm going to show you momentarily. I don't even have to do that, but I'll do it anyway because it's very significant. So take a look. And now we'll just get a bit of a survey from Yutes all the way to Chaf Beis. By Thomas Rachel. By the way, by Yishlach. By Tigobe, by Derech HaFras, by Yibay Slachim. By Yatsid Yaakov, by Yatsid Al-Kurasa. A second later, by Yisai Yisrael, by Yitalom. A bit later, by Yibishkot Yisrael, by Aratzai. What's going on here? Beyond that, when the children of Yaakov indicate to Yaakov Avinu after the entire saga in Egypt that Yosef is still alive, so before Yaakov Avinu goes down to Mitzrayim, look in Perek Menhei. Perek Menhei is in Parshas Vayigash. So then the Torah says, "Vayidavu el laves kol divrei Yosef asher divrei alayim vayaras ha'agalos asher shalach Yosef vasei sosa v'atchi ruach Yaakov Avinu." And the next pasuk, "Vayomer Yisrael Rav od Yosef b'ni Choy." Page 113 of the pagination here. El chav yirev b'tar mamos. That's the only academic word I taught the students in my yeshiva, pagination. Anyway, so you have here Yaakov and Yisrael, one following upon the heels of the other. Why? A bit later, Nembob, Yisai Yisrael, B'chal HaShalom, Yisbach Zvotim, Bayomer, Elokim, Yisrael, Mosalayla, Bayomer, Yaakov, Yaakov. And then again, the name Yaakov, as you can see, and a bit later, in Pasuk Ches, Elish Mos, B'rei Yisrael, Avoy, Mitzvayma, Yaakov, Avono. So it seems to have been using the Yaakov Yisrael interchangeably. And that, of course, is a source of bewilderment, befuddlement. It's very, very difficult to ferret out, how shall I put it, a consistent, wholesome approach to this matter. I'm going to share with you a number of theories, but as Rasa Leis used to say, the answer to the cloud is in the stroking cloud. The only rule is that there is no rule. And there's so many exceptions to the rules, and then you don't know. Mati Moshe rules it. So I just continue at the beginning of my speech. Yeah.
There's no rule, or that there's presumably a rule that
there's clearly a rule, but the rule has exceptions, and we have to try on to explain the exceptions. Or we have to accept the fact that more or less the rule is relatively, I wouldn't call it ironclad, but the rule is pretty sound, pretty foundational, but there are exceptions to the rule. I prefer that approach. The beginning of Vayechi,
it's a default.
I don't like to use that term because I don't think that's, I think we show them here, propound all kinds of theories. We show them. It's not Avishai David. And what we show them propound is clearly based on their unbelievable insight, which is what others call, Rasalevsky said this. He pointed out that Rashi had Ruach HaKadosh of Chochma. That's found in Rishayim. That's not his Kiddush. The Ritva had Ruach HaKadosh of Chochma. The Rishayim and Chumash had Ruach HaKadosh of Chochma. Trust me, I cannot write one Rashi al HaTorah kol chayai. And Rashi wrote an Yitai Tanakh and Yitai Shas. It was unquestionably found on Ruach HaKadosh. Ain't shum safek, but it's called Ruach HaKadosh of Chochma. That's the language that Rishayim used. That's the Bituvi. He has a whole tshuva about this. I'm going to Yisrael Libes, the base of it. At the time of the Rocha, I grew up with it. As a young child, I was mishamishim a little bit, trying to be, he was a Ungalisha, lost his whole family in the Holocaust, and then came to America, and Baruch Hashem was able to remarry. He's in the Halberstam Mishpacha, and Bavagam Mishpacha, his children, etc. Going out there, Mechaber, many, many shooting. And he has, it's good to read his Hakdomas, the oldest firm, he talks about what happened in the days of the Holocaust. Anyway, he has a long tube about this, a Boki Otsum, a typical Ungalisha with the unbelievable Pekirs. He speaks about Ruach HaKadosh Shechof, by one of his tribes. Okay, I'm just beginning by Yechi. By Yechi Yaakov, Yeretz Mitzrayim, Shvay Yisrael Shana, again, by Yechi Yaakov, Shnei Chayam, tells you his longevity, and then the next passage, by Yechi, by Yisrael Lomus. but you call him Nami Yosei. By Yomulov Nama Sasihe, I call him Sino Yoruba Tahas Yerete. Was he see what he has in them as I'm not too great, even enjoy. So here again, we see the switch that takes place. Even in Bamidbar, I'm just now going to cite a few psalms here and there. Bamidbar Perachot Gimel, I'm speaking about the context of Bilam. Also, Bilam in his Nevuah, in Perek, Chot Gimel, in the Sefer Bamidbar. Here also, you'll notice, again, let's read starting from Pasuk Zayi. By Yisrael Mishalov, by Yomar Min Arom, Yachinim Balog Melech Moam Mahari, Ken Bechor Ali Yaakov, Ulchaz Amal Yisrael. Constant switching back and forth between, and a bit later, Mimono Afar Yaakov, Umispar as Roba Yisrael, Pasuk Yud. Again, the same, back and forth. And a bit later, Chav Kimmel, Chav Kimmel, Lo Yibit Ovin B'Yakob, Lo Ra'amol B'Yisrael. And a bit later, Chav Dalin, Hey, Kilo Nachash B'Yakob, Lo Kesem B'Yisrael. And then Chav Dalin Yudzayim, Matobu Alecha Yakob, Mishkenosev B'Yisrael. And then, Erenu Lo Ata, Shemenu Lo Korob, Darach Kochom B'Yakob, Kom Shebim B'Yisrael. I'll just give you a few examples of the many. That so the question is, what's the nature of this? So let's start with my Remy. I have to begin with him. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. So he, the Rav, suggested a number of times that the struggle between Yosef and his brothers that actually comes, of course, to the dramatic pinnacle, to its acme, in Vayigash, the way the Medrash, what a Medrash. Beginning of the Medrash, Rav and Vayigash, it's kedai to look at that Medrash. The Medrash actually clearly indicates the struggle is over Malchus. Who's going to become ultimately the Melech in Klal Yisrael? I'll read part of the Medrash. Vayigash Elav Yehuda Vayomer Bi Adoni Yedaber No Avnech Adav Vyosne Adoni. We have a struggle of two titans. That's how the Medrash describes. Each one essentially was ready to take down. One was ready to take down Mitzrayim. The other one was taken down the rest of the world. So the Medrash says, Kinei Amlochim No Yadu. This is one of the Shir Shayom we say on an ongoing basis. And the Medrash derives from that pasuk the struggle that's taking place here. Kinei Amalochim Noadu Avru Yachtov. Kinei Amalochim Ze Yehuda B'Yosef. Avru Yachtov Ze Nismali Everal Ze. Ze Nismali Everal Ze. Each one demonstrated tremendous anger. Hema Ro Kei Tamo Elo Ashvotim. The Shvotim are onlookers. They're bystanders. Avru Melochim Medayim Melo Melo. What is our role? There are two titans struggling that are clashing in a major world kind of clash, and they're on the sidelines. I'm not reading the entire Medrash, a lengthy, lengthy Medrash describing the struggle for Malchus. And we know that this Ma'avak, this struggle began already in the dreams of Yosef, Kayadua. Yosef dreams about Malchus, Yosef dreams of Sarara, and the Pashoni Amikra understood. And even the Ksonis Pasim that was given by Yaakov to Yosef was the intention of Yaakov Avinu to essentially to coronate Yosef as the Melech. And the brothers clearly did not agree. They felt that Yehuda was the one who was worthy of that mantle of leadership and not Yosef. But the Ashkocha decided, as the Torah describes exactly, I think it's in Perek Mantes, in Bereshis, if I'm not mistaken, there also you can see again the many more examples of what I was referring to. But there the Torah tells us, Lo Yosu Shebed Mehuda, Pasigyud, Mentes Pasigyud, Umichoke Ben Raglav, Achi Yavav Shiva, Lo Yikasam. So clearly he's the one who became ultimately the Melech. Malchus emanates from Yehuda, not from Yosef. And you know, Mashiach Ben David, Mashiach Ben Yosef. Mashiach Ben Yosef is of a temporary nature, and Yosef himself is. Malchus was short-lived, was only, as I mentioned, transient, and that's what the pasuk says. Here in Memhei, earlier, Sukim, Dalid, all the way through Tes, Vayom Yosef Alechav Yishud Ma'ilai Vayigoshu, Vayom Ani Yosef Achichem Asher Mechadim Asim Mitzroimah, Vayato Al Teotsu, Vayicha Ve'enechem Ki Mechadim Asihena, Ki Lemich Yosh Lachani Al Gimbetzeken. My role is simply of a very short-lived, transient kind of nature. Kizesh nasayim harav b'kerev haaretz, yod chamesh shanim asherim charish v'katzir, v'yishlochein elokim b'fneichem, losum lachem sheres baaretz. That's Mashiach ben Yosef. He is the forerunner of the ultimate melech, of the melech HaMashiach, the Emes of Yehuda. The atolatim shlachtim osliyeno ki elokim. It was all preordained from on high. V'yisimeni la'ov the paro, u'ladon l'chol beso, u'moshe l'chol eretz mitzrayim, Ma'alu ba'alu elavi, ba'amartim elav, ko'amart b'chol yosef, shtomani elokim, ba'adom l'chol mitzrayim. That's his role, a very temporary kind of role. So Yosef is a kind of hodas baldin. Yosef acknowledges, acquiesces, that Malchus is in the hands of, not Yosef, his Malchus is l'shaw, is of a temporary nature, Adon, Moshe, the power of Mitzrayim. And that's the extent of it. So my Rebbe thought that this struggle is the struggle of from Malchus. It's not his Kiddush, it's found in Rishayim, of course the one. Not only in Mevish, it's in Rishayim and saying very clearly. Now I heard from a Talmud of Asolvetchev, also my Rebbe, I'm going to Tzido Kanatapsky Zatzal. So he suggested the following, that the Shem Yisrael, in light of what Asolvetchev said, the Shem Yisrael represents Srora and Malchus. It's embedded in the Shem Yisrael. It's not his Kiddush. It's found in the Ababanel, and others as well make the suggestion. And the Shem Yaakov refers to Golos. This is a very favorite commentary among the Mefarshim. And therefore,
he doesn't use the term Gula, but that's the
Golos. Gula is also the term which is utilized, no question about it, but trying to make sense correct. But because of that, my Rebbe said, that when Yaakov speaks about Yosef in the Torah, what name is used? When Yaakov talks about Yosef, but to Yosef, the name Yisrael is used. This is his theory. Now, of course, as we'll see in a moment, there are exceptions in this rule as well. That's the only, shall we say, fly in the ointment, a thorn on the side. But generally speaking, it happens to be true. For example, in Perek Lamed Hei, a pasuk Yotes, the Torah describes the death of Rachel. By Thomas Rachel, by Tikover B'derech HaFrasa, he beis Lachem. By Yatzev Yaakov Matzev Al Kurasa, he Matzev Es Kuras Rachel Aliyom. And right after that, by Yisai Yisrael, by Yedolo, by all of the big valley there. By he Bishkon Yisrael Barasahi, I read it a moment ago. Vayelach Ruben, Vayishka was built up in the Shomi, Vayishma Yisrael, Vayyubin Eilakov Shnei Basar. So it seems that the two names are used interchangeably. So Rabbi suggested, on the contrary, why is the name Yisrael accentuated over here? Because the death of Rachel. Who is Rachel? Ima Shem Malchus. She is the mother, the forerunner of Malchus of kingship. So it comes out that Yaakov and Yosef and Chumash essentially portray on the quintessence of these two concepts of Sarah, Malchus, and Geula, as our primary said, Lu'umat, Golos, V'Yerida, that's embedded in the Shem Yaakov. And that's why, in the context of Yosef, when we speak about him or anything related to him, the Torah uses the Shem Yisrael. But, as I mentioned, one of the most obvious Yosef and Akla is the beginning of Parshas Vayechi. Perek Memches, Psukim Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Torah there says, Vayehi. Achrei Advarim Ha'ele, Vayomer LeYosef, Hinei Avich LeKoveh. Vayikach Yishnei Bon Avimo, Es Menashe Ves Efroi. Vayaged LeYakov. Vayomer, Hinei Bincha Yosef Bo Elecha. Vayizchazek Yisrael. Vayishar Al Amita. Vayomer Yakov Al Yosef. Kel Shakai, Nuroi Vay Bluz Ve'eret Kinnan. So in the moment that they report to Yosef that his father is a cholem, so then right away he comes with his two children, Biku cholem, and when Yaakov, I hear the Yaakov that Yosef is arriving, by Yitzchazik Yisrael, by Yisrael Amita. Why the change? Because Yosef is coming on the scene. So essentially, the change that takes place from Yaakov to Yisrael only strengthens the thesis that in the context of Yosef, the Torah used the name Yisrael. And suddenly, by Yom Yaakov Yosef, Kel Shakai, Nir Elai Lud, Me'er Kenan, by Baruch HaSei. What's the nature of that change? So my Rebbe said, the reason for the change is because Yaakov, in the less brave of, was compelled to acknowledge and admit that even though I so much wanted to give you Malchus, that you should be the one who will be the Melech, and that will be Malchus will be essentially invested in you, the Dori Doros. But Yaakov realized that it's not going to be. And therefore, at that point in time, the Torah switches the name from Yisrael to Yaakov. Okay, I'm just sharing with you many theories of my Rabbeim. even in the context of the Bechorah, that this is a Perek Memches, Sukkim Hei and Vav. The Yato Shnei Manecha Nolodim Lecha Me'eretz Mitzvayim Adboi Alecha Mitzvayim Alehem Ephraim and Menashe Kirubim Mishim and Yiuli Umolad Zecha Asher Olam Zecha Hem Lecha Yiu Al Shem Achayim Yikor Benachalosa. So the Ramban writes over here, if I'm not mistaken, that Yoshi was Bechor Benachal. That was his role. But again, going back to what I mentioned a moment ago, you can find this to a large extent in the Ababadel. There's a very Choshev Tamil Chacham here, Rabbi Pinchas Kasnet, who I've become very friendly with. He joined the shul a while ago. He's writing on the Ababadel a lot. Right now he's translating the Ababadel's Zema Pesach and Agada. In my house, every Pesach night, that's the Sefer that my father, Hashem, learned. Zema Pesach, from cover to cover. The whole Sefer is Zvei Dinim. It's a brisket Sefer. Namely, all the different elements of the Agada. We're talking about matzah versus maror. Let's just put it in a very simple terminology. The dialectical tension between matzah and maror, between geula and shiabud, that's the entire parish of the Ababinel, the Agada. We learned it probably in the course of all the years when I grew up, starting from maybe I was 4 or 5 years old. I would imagine to say we've seen 10 or 15 times. Went through the entire Sefer in the course of Pesach. An absolutely fantastic Sefer. He's translated, he also translated other parts of Ababinel, Chumash. He's working on that. So, more or less, this is the teachings of the Ababinel. Malchut belongs to Yehuda and to his sire. And if that's the case, we could also understand the beginning. If you remember the pasuk over there, Gracious, I think it's in Memtes, beginning of Perek Memtes, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, the brachas, he comes to Bishimo b'nei Yaakov, Bishimo Yisrael Amichem. Why the change over here? Bishimo Yisrael Amichem, because now he's openly declaring that the mouth is being given to Yehuda. Okay, I'm just, each time I'm just presenting you with explanation. I think a lot of this is not so glatt, b'mchila, to all my esteemed and astounding rabbi. But I'm just sharing with you what they're thinking was. Now, what are the famous questions? This Rasulullah said a famous shiur in Yiddish, an outstanding shiur, does not need my askama, does need my imprimatur. Why is it that Yehuda was able to Malchus and not Yosef? It would seem to be pofakert. The Chora, logic demands, Yosef had tzaddik. He was not nichshal b'nisoyom with Eshet Potiphera. He did not avenge the sale that his brothers did on him. Yehuda is terribly involved in the Bechira of his brother, the Gemara Sanhedrin, the first parak. And the Psukim, Ma Betza Kinar Gesachino, Vayom Yehuda Lecha. Ma Betza, Kolobotze HaBerach, Nietz Hashem. Luchum in Kuen Alay Shmeilim, Yadeno Al Tivo, Ki Achino Mesoreno, Vayishmu Echa. Zeraz Gerat, Vaz Yehuda Adiyam Gizok. That's what he said to them. And because of that, Rashi quotes, Vayom Yehuda Mesach, Al Baridu, Vigdu Asa. The Gedula that he was destined for was now underwent a diminution. So there are two answers generally to the question why he was Zeicha and he wasn't Zeicha. The obvious answer, which is I call the Balabatish answer, is probably the correct answer. Kach gozar ribono shel olam. It was the Xerah from on high. And whatever logic we're going to bring to bear on the subject, no, human logic. Frailty, thy name is human, said the Bard. He didn't exactly say that. I changed the Nusach. But Kitzur, that's one approach. Kedar Koshel, Maran Harav Zatzal, he's got a different approach. His approach is based on a Rambam and Shmuel Prokin. Rambam writes Shmuel Prokin typologically. Rambam there describes two types of personalities, two tipusim, two genres of human beings. The one is he called Hechosin HaMeuleh, the ideal Chosin. This ideal personality that he's only in one direction, tzara tov, he's kulo tov, all gutzkeit from beginning to end, mole chesed, mole begodush, sterling midos. The second the Rambam calls Meishel Benafshay, someone who is a gibor, shem Meishel Benafshay, namely Lashon Hara. His netiyah is not in the right direction. We have a psychiatrist. He'll be able to define it more. So Yosef said the Lord, he's the chasin ha-me'ula. Rashi quotes it. Rashi, I believe in Shmos, the beginning of Shmos. The Yosef Hayim Mitzrayim, who Yosef Mitzikuso Mitzkelasim Yatzayfa. Not for a moment did Yosef deviate from the path. Yehuda, wow, ups and downs. But he's the giver of Seir Asa Lameshik, HaMeshav and Nafshav. So then, Asa Lameshik went on and read Rambam's in Hilchos Melachim. What exactly the ideal Melech should be? What is a Melech all about? What is a Manig all about? And the answer is a Manig is someone who has to be able to interact with human beings, with all types of people. He has to understand the vicissitudes of the average, as my father used to say, Joe Blow from Idaho. That's the lashon of my father. He had all these, only Rabbi Weiss will know these expressions. Maybe even he doesn't know them. So, someone who actually, someone who understands what the average Ruben Shimon B'Levi undergoes on a daily basis. And the Rambam writes over there about Melochim, and also Melochim, how about all these actions after the Shem Shabbayim, and Mitiyah, Magam Maso, Machshavtoi, Lahorim Dasa Emes, I don't recall the exact Lashon Rambam, but something along those lines. And the Rambam says that he wants to be Mamali the entire world, with Tzedek, and he wants to Lishbo Zera HaRishoyim, to literally break the Zera HaRishoyim, Lilochim, Lachamas Hashem. And I think he writes, that's what the Rambam is called, Hilchos Melachos, Hilchos Melachim, U Melachos Hayam. And then the Rambam defines it right over there, Hilchos Melachim. He tells you, what's the function of a Melech? He tells you, essentially, a Mamlich Melech, Chila Ela, Lassis Mishpon Melachos. That's Lashon Rambam over there, Hilchos Melachim. So, Yaakov Avinu wants to give Malchus to Yosef. And as I mentioned, we have here clearly a struggle between Yosef and his brothers. They see Yehuda as being the one who should be in that position. And the Pasha and Bereshit is here earlier in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayom Yisrael al Yosef. Halo yachecha roi yibushtem, l'chob yeshtolachach alayim, vayom alo hineni. So Rashi says, hineni, l'shtem anobos rizos. He was Mizdari Zemitza Sobi. And even though Rashi says he knew his brothers did not exactly like him, they weren't enamored of him. So this word, Hineni, right away conjures up another Hineni by Moshe Rabbeinu, in the concept of the snap. Vayar Hashem Kisor Liros, Vayiko Elokop Elokim Yitach Hashem, Vayem Hashem Hashem, Vayem Hineni, Zok Chazal Hineni L'Malchus. So the term Hineni already has in it that element of I'm ready to be the Melech, I'm ready to serve. He says, Chaybis to Malchus to Manigos. So Yaakov had in mind when he said to Yosef, Lech Narei Bishlam Achecha, Vayom Elo Hineni, namely, Hineni the Malchus. But Shem, as we know, is a Mokka Bukhan the Puranus, as Chazal say, Rashi quotes it, Shom Kilkul HaShvatim, Shom Inu as Dina, Shom Nechuka Malchut Bezdovid, Rashi quotes all this, Baruch Hava, Ba'ech Lechavim Shema, and the Rashbam, if I'm not mistaken, the Rashbam in that process, I don't have it here, but the Rashbam translates, Halo Achecha Roi Mishem, B'mokum Sakona, Shehor Gwanshi Amokom, I think he quotes from Abyei Sid Kro, the Rashbam, who's a Pashtun, over there he quotes on that pasuk, and he says, the Rashbam, Lech Narei, Shem Achecha, V'shem Asov, V'shemei Nidova, V'shachem, V'hem Echevrom, V'yob O'shechemba, and those essentially, you have to know your brothers, you have to recognize them, because you're heading for Malchus, and you have to understand the lay of the land. So that's the struggle that takes place here between Yosef and his brothers, or between Yaakov and the children of Yaakov Avinu, who saw things one way, he saw things another way. And we know what the pasuk says, they were very concerned about the Taras HaMishpacha of Yaakov Avinu. However, you understand that Taina, which is, we understand that Taina, those of us who live in the Middle East. But anyway, the promise to Abim Avinu, which is found earlier in Bereshis, in Berak Yitzayim, the phrase Yoscha in Yitzayim, the boy married the Satich of the Goy, the Lochin and Chay Yitzayim. So, from Yaakov's standpoint, Yosef was the Yehud of the Malchus. But the Hashkocha had something else in mind, and the Hashkocha decided that his Malchus is the Shah and not a Malchus on that side. Now, so regarding the names of Yaakov and Yisrael, so the Gemara says, my son has brothers, it's like my clock. I don't know what to do. We have to somehow overcome the clock. So the Gemara has, I mentioned at the very beginning of the Shia, that Lo Yikare Shimcha Od Yaakov Ki Yisrael Yeshavecha. Says the Lashon Gemara, wrote it down. Lo She Yaakov Yehokim Imkomo Eli Yisrael Yikar Yaakov Tofelo. So both names are going to be utilized throughout Tanakh. One is the Yikar, one is the Tofel. And Rashi says, Lashon Rashi, Lo She Yaakov Yaakov Imkomo Shari Matzino Shekru HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov Acharzos. Right after Hashem still uses the name of Yaakov, Shimcha Yaakov, Beritato Lemitzrayim, Shenema Vayom Elokim Yisrael, Vayom Yaakov Yaakov, Vayom Hineni. So, as I mentioned earlier, that with reference to the name Avram, there's an Isser to utilize the name Avram. The name now is Avram, Avram going in Saticha, but Kanereh, Yaakov and Yisrael, there are sometimes it's Israel, sometimes it's Yaakov, sometimes we're up, sometimes we're down. And if you take a look at all the parashas here, Vayishlach, Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, Vayechi, these names are used interchangeably, many, many times. But as I indicated, it's clear to me that there is a use the term of Kenei Midah. There is a criteria, which I think is a significant and very important criteria. Namely, I think what my Rebbe suggested has in it some very valid significance. When we're talking about Yosef, or we're talking to Yosef, the Torah utilizes specifically the name Yisrael. That seems to be a theory which has in it a lot of emes. Because Yaakov's intention is to give an altar to Yosef. That's what Yaakov wants to do. And where it does not come to fruition, where it's not realized, where it's not mitmamesh, because Hashkoch Hashem sees otherwise, then of course the name is then Yaakov and not Yisrael. So basically the name Yaakov and Yisrael, it's like a kind of seesaw. I don't know if you remember that seesaw. They still have such things. I know they have this kind of seesaw and that seesaw.
Their part. Their part better has.
Okay. Well, I used to be on the seesaw, and my two brothers were on top, and I was on the bottom, and I remained on the bottom, and they remained on top for an extended period of time. I thought that was my, I know, that was a little kid. Anyway, so, but sometimes Yaakov is Gober, sometimes Yisrael is Gober, but unquestionably, there's no doubt, La'os and Lovo. So the Navi tells us, in Yishayo, what Perek is that Perek Ben, Perek Ben, Perek Ben, Vahoya, Pe'okov, Menisho. And Rashi himself in Chumash already alludes to that. Lo Yaakov Yomeo Chimpa. No longer will be said that the brothers came to Be'ikva B'Remiya, that they came to you through deceit, through duplicity, but rather it's going to be a Bechina of Yashar Kel. That's how the Abavanel translates the term Yisrael. Yashar Kel. Glat. V'hoya Ha'okov L'Mishra. That's the ultimate Avtocha. Kol Kari Bamidbar, the Navi says over there, Panu Derach Hashem, Yashu Ba'arova Mesidu L'Lokeinu, V'nigla, of course, the Bon Navi says, God Hashem, I had another chevek, but I can't go beyond my zman. So maybe just at the last 2-3 minutes, I'll say the following. I recently met a very chashuv Sfaradic Dayan here in this neighborhood, very chashuv Talmid Chacham, and he started telling me about what's happening in the reality of this government. Kilu, I don't know. I have some awareness, but he is holding. He's holding. Beruchel Bichach Tana. So I received, I think I mentioned to you, Rav Shimon, I received a whole shtickle Torah from him in the middle of the street, just as we were talking the other night. And he gave me Agazah Shtikot Torah, Gerut, Kashrus, and Reform, and Shef Peso, Tachrat Zibrit, and Shabbos. It went on for 1 hour. His father should die. So he asked me, doesn't the present government understand what Reform Jewry is all about? So I said, no, they don't. How would they understand what Reform Jewry is all about? What would they know about it? They're Israelis, more or less, living here. The Reform began in Germany. First, they were Mishana Nusach HaTfila, Asal Beis's favorite joke. I don't think it's his joke. They took out one Yakub Purkan, then the second one. Vayika, Vayimach is called a Yakub Masha'a Pere Adom. That's the famous vault. First was one Yakub and the Tzveita Yakub till it was completely eliminated. And after the Shinurim that they made in Davening, they took out Tzion Yerushalayim. I told him his father should have died. He was not familiar with all this history. He was never heard of Mendelssohn. He translated the Bible, the Tanakh, into German. And we don't need Yerushalayim because Berlin. So Yerushalayim Shalom. Why do I need Yerushalayim Yerakadish? And after Berlin, then it continued. And ultimately they came to America and they became wonderful American citizens. I don't know if they were ever in England. I suspect not. Or not to the same extent that they were able to establish a beachhead, a foothold in America. I don't think so, from what I know. And today in Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, they also want to, but Simon Kabel Khan Visa Grego. And they want the Ishtalet al Kotel, both coming in Varim. And I explained to him that even though I'm not as Kanai as he is, all the way to Huan. But if the matzah is going to Rachman Litzlan deteriorate further here, Rachman Litzlan. So I compared it, I told his father Shadayim to the, even the base Chashmanoi. Look what happened to the Chashmanoi. The Gemara said, the Yechid can go, Shemesh between the Bela Shemayim Shana, but the same, now it's Duki. Pelo Otsa, Yechid can go. And the Gemara Brachis, and then they killed the Chachmi Yisrael. And then they started fighting among themselves. We're talking about Hurkinus and Aristobulus. They were from the Beis Hashmonai. There was, unfortunately, the Gemara in Seita, the Gemara in Daf Mem Tes, describes actually the end of Masechta Seita, describes this internecine struggles that took place. At the end, they brought the Romans on Klal Yisrael because they wanted the Romans to be Machria. They should make the decision. They should be the ones who will ultimately decide our fate. And ultimately, the Romans captured Yerushalayim. We're talking about even before the Churban, Rashi quotes in Shashir and Perek Bob. I'm not mistaken, he quotes this as well. And then Hurdus, the end of the Beis Hashmonai, kills all the Beis Hashmonai, the Gemara Balabasa. The very beginning to Chazal say, Kol Mishroma Beis Hashmonai Ano, Avdo Ano. Whoever claims to come from the house of Hashmonai is an Eved, because of that even a Zecher of the Beis Hashmonai. With the exception of that Eved, it's Etzol, that also the Gemara Kedusha there described they were Avodim Kamaisai. So Hurdus is from those that the Hashmonai brought into Am Yisrael. And we'll guide them by Korchum and look at the results. So we have to somehow try to find a way to not to go in the Shita, the Tzukim, but the Misyabdin. We have to go with Dagon Shabbos Hashmonoi, Tzadikim, who are mostly Nafshem, Akilish Hashem. And they only search for the MS. And the Rashi, I believe, says Rashi Dvorim quotes it. Yes, the famous Rashi, my Rebbe, is called this Rashi Dvorim. The Rashi says, how many Hashmonoi were there? Shnei Mosarish, Sheyotu Lilochin Neged, called Svayavan. They took on the entire Syrian Greek army. And Sayaban, they had elephants and all kinds of other weaponry and armaments that they utilized. But the Rebbe Shalom was looking for not someone, Shechazak Olam Hazeh, Mishechazak Be'emet. And Chazak Be'emet is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we have to do to be shown with the Ol Yavan, to be tied to the Samigdash at the end of this little drosh that I gave to the Shal Shadayim. Kol Arad, Atai, Iti? Where exactly are you? You could understand this nuanced kind of response and approach. He wrote so that the Kafi Erech Yaakov should Yavo Tikuno, the Meir Yameinu, the Rosh Sholem of Yaakov Avinu should emerge, the Torah Shlema should come back to Eretz Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael should come back to Torah Mitzvahs. No Chilonim, no conservatives, no reform, only Shem Torah Mitzvahs, Sheibon Mizamidosh. Thank you.